He wanted a male with fewer issues. I wanted a female, a soothing and homely type. My daughter was okay with any kind, certainly for a dog. I felt the pride of female species when we decided for a female. That was the day my daughter was at the peak of excitement. No limits to her happiness. She accompanied my husband to get our Misery. Yet I had chosen the name and that was it. When Misery entered our home, we all felt so similar to each other. That unknown missing bond had come back. I felt so. I believed in it. And the journey of Misery with us began. A dominating and bustling pup Misery was, creating ruckus. With her siblings suddenly quietened, trying to make out new surroundings, familiarizing with new faces and environment. She was a very thoughtful, understanding, and had a lot of patience. Most of Misery's time spent was with me. We liked each other's company. She would always be with me, relaxing at my feet, curled up securely. She would enjoy running around in the compound. One day, as usual, I allowed her to go out, to relieve herself. She loved to be out. Suddenly I saw a cobra in the backyard, with its hood wide open, ready for any eventuality. And my dame standing straight in front to take it on. No one at home. I found myself screaming at her, asking her to come in. She was determined to prove herself, but Cobra's posture made her think otherwise. Meanwhile, I showed her a chew stick, which she loved, and threw it inside the door. Seeing that, she forgot the snake for a moment and came inside. I closed the door and thanked Almighty. I wanted her to have a litter. A life's experience of mothering that made me to give a lot of thought to the issue. Talk to everyone on it. I decided, yes, she needs a company. I started searching for a good male companion. I went in for a male through a friend of mine. He was a small pup. When we brought him home, the whole house was in a mess. We found ourselves running after him, shouting at him, screaming at him, for his blissful playfulness. His playful nature made us go haywire. He was everywhere playing, eating or tearing something. He was just opposite of Misery, and so he was pepper for us. Some friends call him paper. He turned out to be the most pampered, and Hat was very much disliked and not at all well taken by Misery. She would look at me like, "How can you do this to me?" I would compensate it with a lot of cuddling. She would look at everyone with a sense of victory. This would invariably be short-lived, with Pepper trying to win access to me. Misery would move out with frustration. Sometimes she would behave maturely and ignore Pepper's tactics. They would run chasing each other and enjoy the play until they went out of breath. One day Rajan told me that Pepper is hard on hearing. I did not believe it. He is still small, I thought. I, in fact, ignored thinking positively, that it may not be so. Few months passed by. He developed rickets. That was sad. Rajan went around visiting vets to find a proper treatment for the ailment. We gave him all kinds of medicine and doled out bottles and bottles of calcium syrup. It did not reduce but contained the disease. There was a permanent growth problem in his four legs. Best part, in spite of it, he could run, play, and move himself pretty fast. He loves playing with balls and runs around aimlessly, enjoying himself. We all love to watch him. He is an epitome of love. When we try to scold or hit, he comes all the more close to us. His mischief is very entertaining to all, except me, who will be shouting at him to discipline him. Alas, that is not happening, as we all love him. Whenever he is hungry, he comes and pokes his cold nose on our skin until we oblige. Rajan would take Pepper for a walk. One day, he was out of leash and escaped out of the gate. Rajan followed him to catch him, with a freedom which he had never known before. Pepper kept running everywhere, a female street dog, afraid of her litter being in danger. Took on Rajan straight. I, who was following, did not know what to do.